Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is a very special episode of AfterBuzz TV for Season 3, Episode 6 of Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Roxy Rookie Stryer, Derek the Sure Shore, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. We want to hear from you, too. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth. Welcome to Jersey Shore, Season 3, Episode 6, Should We Just Break Up? It's a special episode here at AfterBuzz. I have no idea why. Roxy has no idea why.
I'm very curious.
I've been hearing all week why it's whatever. It's a special episode. We're very happy to have with us Derek the Sure Shore. Derek is a longtime friend of mine and a professional host who worked alongside our own Maria Menounos for many years. And also, we're excited because this is actually Derek's first time. You've seen clips of the show, but your first time seeing an entire episode.
Yes, I am a Jersey Shore virgin.
And I could just see in your face, you had so many reactions. So much you wanted to say, and I just said, no, please keep it bottled up. I'm so anxious to hear what you have to say and so grateful for you to be here, so thank you.
I was bursting and covering my eyes through about half of that episode, but I loved it and can't wait to discuss it.
Excellent. Okay, so we see it a girls' day. We see some of our girls smushing. We see the return of Danielle the Stalker, and what a surprise, Sammy and Ronnie once again going at it toe-to-toe. Now, I want to say Jesse, DJ Jesse in the booth. Maria Menounos is at the Super Bowl this week covering it for Fox and I think spent the day with the situation.
Really?
Very cryptic in her email responses, was not giving me any dirt. I was not happy. I was not appreciative. I don't know if she offered him my 1 year now standing bribe that I want to give them money just to be able to hang out with them for at least one night. Can we try to get her on the phone?
We can definitely try. And
I'm sure like our East Coast correspondent, Mari, will be calling in to do her weekly bit of telling me why she's not able to get in touch with Dan the T-shirt man. Am I right? Is Mari going to call in, Phil?
Yeah, yes, she is.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Mari, if you're already listening, yeah, I'm very excited to hear how you can't get in touch with Dan the T-shirt man, the owner of the T-shirt shop, who once again we got to see in a brief cameo tonight. Anyway.
Why is this a special episode? I'm freaking out.
Yeah, that's
we'll get there. It's the climax.
Okay. Yes. It's the
killing me.
The climax.
All right, so I guess we'll get it at the end. Oh, in our special segment too, we're going to actually discuss where each of these characters would have been had they not been cast in the Jersey Shore. Maybe not Wawa. Let's talk about it. Like where would people like this end up? I mean, I was always fascinated. I used to, you know, I never was one of the guys who went to the club, but I always admired the people that did and secretly wished I could be one of them, but wasn't cool enough. But when I would see them, I used to like study and say, what happens like in the mid 30s and 40s with these people? Like, where do they go from here? So anyway, I'm excited to get you guys' thoughts on this. The show opens up with Girls' Day, and they go to the sex shop. I thought J-Wild looked hot. I thought she looked really good.
Oh, I'm on the same page as you. But you missed the very important discussion on the way over to the sex shop. What was it that they were talking about? Masturbation for girls. I thought you guys were going to bring this up immediately. Nobody?
Well, I mean, I always knew
that girls masturbate.
There's a statistic that girls watch more porn than guys.
Well, that statistic is absolutely false.
Based off of what, for you?
Wait a second, though. But we know Roxy's an authority, and you know we go over your amazing history, complete all-star, stomach pumped at 14, pumped again at how old?
16.
I mean, this
thank
is just,
you, thank
this
you.
Is, we've always said none of us would make it in the bigs. Like, I think it would be minutes, hours, maybe one day before any of us would be tossed out of the Jersey Shore house.
Yeah, I'm a
Roxy's
major league.
The only one that would make it. We have talked, though. You would get your ass kicked a little bit. There would be fights, but that group has proven that they're so nicely codependent and passive-aggressive, mm-hmm. they would bring you right back in.
Right.
So you're the only one that could really do a crossover.
Right.
So anyway, I trust you when you say women do not porn.
Well, no. I'm about to speak to this. Okay.
Please.
I for one, I masturbate. I watch porn. I don't care if that is a weird thing Woo! For a girl to say. It's weird that girls don't say that. However,
they broke this mold.
Definitely.
I just love how you're one of ours. You know, I mean, the Jersey Shore, they've got their people.
We
have you. I love it.
Girls are supposed to read romance novels, though, and fantasize about a man bringing her roses on a horse.
I do that, too.
But would you masturbate thinking about that?
No. They're separate parts of my brain.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I definitely have girlfriends. My best girlfriend from home, her name's Dana. She's never masturbated.
Is she a pig like these girls,
No,
too?
She's beautiful. And I try all the time to tell her that...
To start masturbating.
Yeah, and she won't.
How do you know she hasn't? Because we talk about it all the time, and she's nervous.
She's in school, too? What school?
She goes to Michigan State.
Michigan State.
And she has a boyfriend now. But for a really long time, all of high school, she didn't have a boyfriend, and she was just too nervous. She couldn't do it. I'm actually, this Friday, I'm going to this class called I Heart Female Orgasms at USC. They teach a seminar about how to get
your best female orgasm. Did you get credit for this?
No, I don't get credit for this, but I'm going. And last time that I went, I actually was the whiteboard girl, and I got to write everything down. It was awesome.
You know what, again, I have to say, when we have discussions about you behind your back,
Which happens often, all the time.
And we were having a meeting today. We're going over our roster of shows, whatever Phil was giving us the rundown about tonight's show and all the future of AfterBuzz. And I was saying, you know, is Roxy taking broadcast journalism classes? She's at USC, premier institution for filmmaking and for TV and for the arts. And now I hear that, no, you're instead taking masturbation classes.
No.
And I believe that. No, and listen, I actually think,
You're
so far to the other extreme, it's just so crazy, it just might work. That's where it falls into. You taking these classes, like, I think this is probably what's going to give you success.
The majority
as
a of my
personality
classes.
Personality and broadcaster, et cetera. Maybe that's the way to go.
That's what I'm hoping. You know, you got to experience more to be able to talk about more, I guess. I don't know, but the class is really great.
Women women aren't into porn.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think that most women are. Most of those women don't say that they are, and a very, very few percentage of women would actually say that they watch porn. But I would say about half do.
Really?
But about half all right,
guys,
don't.
Let's get another female on the line. We have Mari on the line.
Yeah. Oh God.
Hey, Mari, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have a
legitimate question.
Mari is our East Coast correspondent, also a reporter with TV One in New York. And, you know, we just love having you call in, Mari, because you just are the anti-Roxy, which is what we love.
Is she listening in disgust?
So, go ahead, Joel.
how many times a day do you masturbate?
Yeah, excellent question. Excellent question.
I knew you guys were going to ask me these things.
Okay. And?
I was listening to this conversation, and I'm going to plead the fifth.
Oh, come on.
So five times?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay, I'm going to – no, let me just answer for you. I think does it, but then is just really ashamed, nervous, and guilty afterwards. Never again.
And then
never
you go
again.
To church.
No.
That is the answer right there. If you're not admitting you do it, that's enough. I mean,
that's
I
the
think,
admission.
I think we know that you do, which is totally healthy and normal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I agree that it is healthy and normal.
We're waiting for you to cough
okay.
to something.
I guess, Mari, then do you think that the majority of women do masturbate or don't masturbate?
Do.
And do you think the majority of those women do watch porn or don't watch porn?
I don't think the majority of those women watch porn. I wouldn't say that, no.
Oh, you think that more men watch porn than women?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would think I would agree with that. I'd like to look at that study, Phil.
Well, I can't give away my sources.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't know. It's a very high up source, but anyway.
But you know what? I remember being in junior high school, and there were always the guys in the class who had a copy of Playboy, and they would sort of pass it around the class. You don't really see that with girls. I mean, I'm not a teenager today, so I don't know what's happening in classrooms around the world. But for some reason, there is that stigma, I think, that, you know, a girl's not going to have a Playgirl, right? Do you, Roxy, have that?
No. Magazines? Weird to me. I would never like look at a magazine. I don't know. I would feel really weird.
Hmm.
I think that maybe is another difference. It's also way more accessible to you guys. Like if a girl would like to watch porn, first she has to figure out how to do so. You know, like you guys learn maybe in fifth grade. Oh, there's this website and there's this magazine. Like it's just very secretive with girls.
All right. Well,
if I wanted to find it, I could easily find it. I don't think it's like difficult to access. I just don't think many girls do.
Mari, so tell me, what did the T-shirt guy, the owner of the T-shirt shop, say, Dan? And when do we talk to him? Okay.
So I contacted a girl I know who worked on the show third season. And she's helping me to track him down.
Oh, you just love to just lead us on. Okay, what's up, Jesse?
I have some statistics for you guys.
Okay.
We have 66% of women say that they watch porn. 57% say they watch it with their partner.
So maybe that's the rub. Maybe that's what does it. Anyway, all right, so listen. The girls go out. They put on these outfits. We agree J-Wild looked pretty hot. I thought she looked good in her outfit.
Yeah. I was
she thought she looked hot, too.
she was loving it.
She was staring in the mirror for a long time.
I think
she was loving herself.
She was loving it. And so then it's like we see the girls go out that night, and Snooki, should we talk about Snooki or Deanna's guy first?
Dina.
Dina,
you gotta get that one.
Sorry, guys.
I feel like let's do Dina's because she's...
So Dina's like, I don't do this. I'm a nice girl. First night, I don't do it. And, of course, she does it on the first night.
What did she keep referring it to?
The golden ticket. You don't get the
but
golden
Dario
ticket.
But Dario got her golden ticket.
Yeah, Dario got the golden ticket.
Do we think she also did what she supposedly likes to do? Or is that?
No, I don't think so.
For our newcomer.
The thing we discussed last week about...
I don't get why you guys don't say lick butt.
Yeah, lick butt. Thank you.
Oh,
no.
Well, it's rimming. I mean, that's the term, right?
Yeah, but they kept referring to...
As lick butt.
Or as bleeped out.
ATM.
I don't know, but for a lot of straight guys, it seems like that might be a little off-putting if a girl wanted to do that.
I can't imagine a girl wanting to do that. I think somebody would have to prompt her to do that. I don't understand what... would have to go through your mind to get down and turn some guy around and lick his butt. Like,
I mean, we're on the Jersey Shore, though.
I get
that. It's
like
that. The Bizarro universe. Like, it's a whole different, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's move on to, can we, I'm excited.
Prettier things?
No, let's get to Snooki.
Okay.
And her guy.
Jeff.
And I said during the commercial, I said, here I go again. Okay, and again, I have nothing to base this on. I think gay.
Sometimes it's just a feeling.
Or repressed gay or latent gay. Like, mm-hmm. I just felt like he didn't have the thug accent that the guys from the shore have. And
here's what did it for me. He was too good on the pole for that second that he was on the pole. He, like...
But that's split second. Good eye.
Yeah, and I don't know. He was very flip, and he was kind of like, no, I'm not going to get on the pole. I'm not going to. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, and he's
like,
he was just, okay. You know, for a Jersey Shore guy, he was just much more. He just seemed too clean, too articulate, too serious,
yeah.
Too like I don't know. And then the way he was clinging to her.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Alexander on. We have.
Alexander Kaplan.
Hi.
Hi,
here I am.
How you feeling?
How's
better?
Everything going?
How's it going with you? Getting over mono, right?
I mean, I'm feeling way better. I'm a little out of the bed tonight, let's say. So that's good.
Alexander,
good news.
One of our correspondents suffering from mono because she kissed too many boys, right?
Oh, that must be it. Yeah, it was my one-time debut on Jersey Shore that did it, you know.
All right, so wait, how do we bring Alexander in on the masturbation conversation? How do we get
I actually have something to say about that.
Please.
Do you think that Sammy... Because we didn't get Sammy's whole view on the masturbation thing. Do we think Sammy would be maybe like a more pleasant person if she started to masturbate a little more often? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, yes. Maybe we should have gotten her input on it. Maybe Ronnie should start suggesting something like that.
Or the girl.
Or Ronnie could get it done himself. Why would he suggest to his girlfriend to masturbate when he could do the job much better?
I mean, well, if I were him, I would get out of there pronto. Like, this is not.
Well, we're jumping ahead now, Alex. I want to talk about them later in the show. And believe me, I have so much to say. It's like the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. If she did, I think things would be much different. But I want to talk about Snooki and her guy. You know, did you think this guy was gay?
I mean, yeah, his voice was a little bit high pitched.
Right.
I mean, and he wasn't very dominating. She seemed to really take it over.
I think, and
that
I think
was very weird.
Fame. I think without fame, he wouldn't have been as, like, I think he was so pleading, like, please, don't cut me. I think he liked his TV time.
But you know what was
no,
weird?
No, I know.
I agree.
I think he was fame hungry.
Alexandra, did you notice how in the bar he really sort of had his face almost right up against the side of her head and was whispering about, like, proposing to her and getting
the
ring. It was
the promise
like
ring.
He wanted to move fast and get her the promise ring, yet
he
at
blew
the same time there was
too
this,
fast. Yeah,
yeah,
no.
It was kind of a bizarro vibe. I'm with you, Kevin.
Yes.
I think something shady was going on.
Something shady.
Stalker number two.
He wanted it, and I think, but again, wouldn't have been like that had she not been Snooki. If she was just Nicole Palazzi from the bar.
And you know what? He turned
over
and he goes, like, as if he had no idea who she was. He was talking to another person. He turns over and goes, oh, you're beautiful.
Yeah, good play.
Nobody
good
would
scam.
Nobody would ever turn over to Snooki if they didn't know who she was. And I'm sorry, but I don't think it's possible for somebody to turn over to her out of every girl at the club, at the bar, and say that she is beautiful. Like,
well,
no, you know who
also,
she is.
I've really been having debates with people about this. Do we know if these are all, like, legit people coming over to them, or do we know if this is like how does this work?
I mean,
do they go over to the guys? Do they go over to them?
No, we have no idea, but I think
I
would think that they're in this bar. Everyone knows they're there. I think they're continually being approached by fans and basically whoever they select that they want to be with, they're with.
I think that that's also like a great quality of this particular show because they're not trying to pretend that they're not famous. And that, like, makes me so happy because I just can't stand the fact that certain reality shows, like, try to hide that. Like, they're not constantly trying to talk that they're, like, waiting online or that they can't get guys. Like, we wouldn't believe them.
No, they tried, though, early on in the series, like, in season two, they were trying for that a little bit to kind of, quote, keep it real. But
right. Yeah.
No, they're like, and if you watch closely, we talk about this all the time, you see them in the background. If you're, like... The camera's focusing, let's say, on one plot, Sammy and Ronnie. But if you're like a real geek like me and you pause your DVR and you look in the background and you see them being themselves, you can
right.
see, like, people coming up and, like, asking him to lift his shirt or, you know, you can
right.
see what's going on. But, I mean, once again, we just see these little girls, they our little meatballs strike out. Well, they, I guess, well, is Dina's guy going to be back, you think?
Mm. Dario?
Or is he one and done?
I think she'll want him back, and I think he's one and done.
He's one and done. Now, it was interesting. She loves Ronnie.
She does.
Well, she likes guys that look like Ronnie for sure.
I think she likes
that's
him.
That's true.
Because when cutting to Danielle the stalker returning, and when they walked out, she was like, "Really? Like you're going with her?" But anyway, what do you guys think of Danielle the stalker getting one more shot?
You know, I kind of felt bad for her. I don't know the whole backstory, but
okay.
When they were all sitting around and talking about, you know, the stork brings the baby and Jack and the beanstalk, I don't know.
I know what you mean, but if she had any sort of self-respect, get up and walk out. Like, if
seriously, I agree.
I didn't feel bad because she was staying because she wanted to be on TV or she wanted to be still with Polly B, and I just thought it was so weird and creepy.
Why did she go back to the house in the first place?
Because she loves him. She's a crazy stalker.
Yeah, she's always really liked him, and I'm sure the fame aspect too.
Who makes
also,
something?
Talk about an odd one out. Like,
I know.
They're all so odd. Like Snooki's guy and then this one. Like she was so reserved. I was like so taken aback. First she throws the drink in his face, and now she like seems like so like goody two shoes. I was like, this is the same girl.
But it seemed like when she was leaving the house, though, she wanted to send a very clear message that she wouldn't be hanging around. What'd she say?
I hope
like,
you have a good summer.
Have a great
or something.
Summer and then see ya.
Yeah, but embarrassing. Right now, as a Jewish girl, I'm like, oh, honey, please.
She's
like,
Israeli, though.
Yeah, I know. I know it's different. But, you know, we see
but
a bunch of Italians on the show.
What was very interesting was I thought a very atypical Israeli girl. I mean, with the long nails and the outfit. She didn't seem like...
And they're usually very, like, big. They're hard asses, you know. And they, I don't know. She seemed really weird to me. I don't know any kind of person who would make a shirt, give it to a guy. But why did he keep the shirt? Why did he hold on to it?
I mean, I just think good television. I mean, these guys are more aware, and they've said it in interviews. Like, part of it, they know that when they're there, they have to make good TV.
Yeah,
they're there with one little duck phone, no cell phones, no TV, and it's their time. This is what...
Oh, speaking of the duck phone, that was so funny.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was hysterical. Oh, Polly D as the message machine was, like, unforgettable.
It was really good, really spontaneous, and the kid just kept... Just begging and pleading, and you know when he knew it was a scam, you know he wouldn't stop. It was
and roses with pickles.
Yeah,
fried pickles.
But with Danielle, one thing that struck me was that the difference between Pauly D now and Pauly D season one. Pauly D season one, Derek really liked her and dated her, but season one they had not only did they not have fame, it wasn't the kind of reality show that while they were doing it, they knew they were going to be famous. They were having people throw things at them down on the boardwalk. They were getting in fights. I mean, it was not the popular thing to do. So it's interesting now that he's famous. It's like, yeah, it'd probably be good TV to bring her back and have some laughs. But then he walked her right out. Just, you know, whereas he was really involved with her season one.
I think that's smart. I wasn't thinking about it like that. But, you know, he probably was thinking.
It's a good moment.
I'll bring her back.
Get her
we'll
out.
Joke and then she'll be gone.
And then beat it. And then beat it. And then off they go. Yeah. Moving on to Sammy and Ronnie, we see more drama from these two guys. Like any of us really believed it was going to go away. But did Ronnie, I mean, I don't know if it was editing, but did Ronnie start this, you guys?
Yes. I have to say I was shocked. This is the first time I saw Ronnie, like, just being a total douchebag. I really lost respect for him. I really don't like him. He was treating her terribly. And I agree she shouldn't put up with it.
But she didn't clean the house?
By the fridge?
No, I mean, it was like it started. She's like, I cleaned the table. Well, you didn't clean the fridge. It was just like, he just go. By the way, backing up, how come most of you girls don't clean up? Like, why are you guys such pigs? Is it because your mothers all clean up for you? Like, what's the scam? And by the way, all three of you pigs or just Roxy?
I'm very clean.
I knew Mari would be amazing. All right, so.
I don't know if I'm a pig, but I'm definitely not completely organized. I'm very clean. I don't like when things are dirty, but I'm
disorganized. What's the dorm room like? Dorm room nightmare?
Apartment, sorry. It's pretty good. I actually just cleaned up the other day. Sometimes it's a mess. My roommate is a cleaning freak, so my living room's always great.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, it's
Alexander,
good.
What about you?
I have the complete opposite situation. I'm the cleaner. My roommate's a total mess.
Right. Okay. So wow, that's interesting that we actually have cleaners on this show. But
it's diverse.
The girls on the show are such pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, and like again, I just have to – I brand them, if it weren't for their fame, borderline useless.
Well, because they don't even clean their bodies, you know? Like, how can you clean an apartment if you can't shower?
Well, again, we'll talk about it in the special segment. That's what gave me the idea for the special. I'm like, oh, my God, what happens to you? Like, you can't clean for yourself. You can't cook for yourself. Okay, so you can kind of do your makeup and – go to the gym, like, okay, that's cool. But you have to be able to do something in this life.
But at the same time, okay, we see that Ronnie says, what don't I do for Sam other than breathe and eat or something? And you know what? Yeah, he did cook for her, but the night before, he was vomiting, and she brought him
food.
She
did. No, I wasn't. By the way, I wasn't taking up for him. I was just making that
point. I know.
I think he really started it this time.
Yeah, she brought him food. She does it a lot. And also, she was trying to – she was like, can you come back to bed? She really didn't do anything wrong this time, and usually, you know, I hate on her, but I just think he's a dick. Like, I would have got up, walked away. He said, like, walk away, and I would have said, okay, I'm gone. F yourself, literally.
And Alexandra, because you're usually good with the – you spelled out the whole psychometer for us last year, and you proclaimed yourself to be a little bit one with your partners. So you tell me, what's your take?
I mean, my take is that obviously up until now she was being totally crazy. Like, she was, like, constantly on him, like, not letting him do whatever he wanted. But this episode, finally, she was getting involved with the girls. Like, he should be happy. Like, don't nag her about the refrigerator. Like, you should be happy that she's out and away from you and leaving you alone and letting you do your thing.
Yeah, it was almost like working.
He's like just looking, he just doesn't even want anything to do with her. He's just looking for like something new to pick on every time. And this time I did feel bad. I was like, let her be, like, relax.
Yeah, but boy, he's going to pay the price, because I'll tell you something right now with you girls. When it comes to the first night out of the gate and we're both single.
Oh, boy.
It's so much easier for a girl to grab a guy than it is for a guy to grab a girl. That's what I'm saying.
Any guy.
And the one thing that I'm so underwhelmed and unimpressed by is that nightclub and all the chodes, grenades, grendels, landmines. By the way, Derek, this is terminology for like nasty looking people on the shore.
Right.
But you see the majority of people that are there. And I think she's beautiful, and I mean, she's gonna be able to grab whoever she wants. There's plenty of
beautiful,
as they call
stretch.
Them. There's plenty of gorillas.
No, let's be honest. If Snooki can get all that attention, the minute Sammy is single, done deal. Like,
uh-huh.
She's
gonna do really well.
Oh yeah.
I have said Sammy's a pretty girl from high school. You guys are like, when you're putting her up against, I don't know, the girl from The Black Swan, who I think is beautiful.
Natalie Portman.
My name just gave me. But I'm saying, so she's not maybe beautiful like that, but if you think of, if she was in your high school, she'd be one of the prettiest girls in the class. Maybe not the prettiest, but she'd be one of,
yeah,
if
I
not
know
the,
what you mean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for
she'd be popular
in the
pretty.
Civilian world, she's very pretty.
And the good news is, if your ass is ever bleeding, she'll go to the doctor with
that
you and wait in the waiting room.
Listen, Derek, it's your first show with us. That's all the girl wants to do. She just wants to be the regular girlfriend.
Now
that watches movies, cuddles, and goes to the doctor with a boyfriend.
Speaking of which,
bleeding.
As we're watching this, and they start to get into a fight, Derek just has this look of shock on his face. This is the first time we're seeing anything blow up.
You know, okay, so Derek, we've kind of broken down everything, the Sam and Ronnie thing. Okay, I want to know, like, as a virgin to this show, like, thoughts.
Oh, my gosh, so many. So much to say. Where do I begin? First of all, I mean, I know who all these characters are because they're unavoidable in pop culture these days, and I know Snooki's book is now on the bookshelves. But you know what's funny is when I see shows like this, part of me always goes back, and, like, I think of my mom. I think, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I'm not sitting next to my mother watching the show. My
horrified,
sweet,
right?
Exactly. My
now, your mom's
Mormon
young, though.
Mother.
How old is your mom?
My mom's 67. So she was actually quite older.
You had a bigger family, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, when she had me. But, you know, I don't know. I find the show, I actually loved it a lot more than I expected I would.
Okay, good.
And I feel like I took so many notes. There are so many great one-liners from these people.
Share, please, anything you see. I mean, I face down, ass up.
Yeah, Dina said that. That's how I like to have a good time.
Yep. And we explained to you, DTF, what that is.
What about the... let's make out. Oh, no, but I have cigarette breath. I mean, that's...
Yeah, classy, classy.
Totally classy.
And then, of course, making out anyway.
The beginning, I unfortunately punched Ron in the face. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, just one little side note.
And what I love is when Snooki shows up to work 2 hours late and she talks about her boss, Danny, and she says, Danny's such a buzzkill.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's her boss.
He is a buzzkill.
Yeah, he's such a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the whole world behaved like this?
Seriously. You know, you raise a great point, Kev, because if Snooki is not, I mean, in the world that the rest of us, you know, we actually have to go to work, and if we're 2 hours late, that's kind of a problem. So I think that's a fantastic question. Like, what would happen?
What would happen? And we will talk about it. And here's what's even scarier, Derek, and you and Maria were on the fast track to success. I know you were very successful very young. In fact, in high school, right? You were an anchor. I mean, crazy. So, you know, when you see, like, there's a lot more of them out there than you realize. And as a former teacher in junior high and high school, you know, while I was in college, I would see it, and I've always just been mystified. Like, what happens? So I'm excited to talk to you guys about it, but just trust me, there's more of them. This is
what
not,
that
and,
made it, and they weren't
no,
supposed to?
No. There's more of them out there that are just like...
So this is more representative of the
bumping
average
kind
of team.
Bumping their head through life and just...
Oh, gosh.
Just kind of flying by the seat of their pants and just... The no goals and just kind of all about the moment.
Gotta love my
There's
generation.
And, but because of like what Paris Hilton has done and kind of owned that, made it famous, had that celebrated, and now we're seeing it 8-9 years later with these kids, you're now getting, maybe there were people on the fence who were thinking, you know what, maybe I need to slow down and get responsible for my life, who are like, nope, you know what? The Snooki way, this is the way to go. Look at me. I'm just like Snooki. Yeah,
was that you pointing at me that I just saw?
No, we've already established. The only thing I think there's a couple of things you've got going for you to keep you away from that.
Is one of them you?
Yeah, absolutely. AfterBuzz, I would say, is another one. And I think your school, you know, your friends. But man, you're giving it all a run. You're giving the universe a run for its money. You're really fighting that tractor beam.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's Derek. Before I go to commercial, any other thoughts about, like, this being I see, like, such copious notes, all just excellent penmanship.
Yes, I have a very important question. I mean, a series of them. First of all, I am more closely related to the Jersey Shore cast than you might think. Last name being Shore. I'm considering changing my middle name to Jersey, actually.
Derek Jersey Shore.
Has a nice ring to it. I couldn't help but notice, but I'm wearing the same white G-Shock
you
watch
are.
Ronnie had.
Yes!
And Pauly D had a red G-Shock on his left wrist and a black G-Shock on his right.
Wait, at the same time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was double watching. Wow.
You know what?
You rock it. Like it looked so good that I was like, where'd you get that watch? And then it's funny, I see it on them with the tight, like, you know, Ed Hardy shirts and whatever and the dark tan.
I forgot my Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah, next week. Next week.
And if I could figure out that hair thing that Pauly D does.
You could, though, because you have
no, you got
that,
it a little
got
bit.
Great hair.
I'm not like he does, but you.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, like
no,
your
we'd
hair
have to
could
shave
do that,
you down
I mean,
on the side. We could get it there.
Yeah.
Do they ever show on the show, like, what he uses to get that? Is it, like, egg white and.
Do you remember that? I think we did that for a special segment once, the Pauly D 60-second hair, or was it 20 minutes? Something
it
about
takes
the hair.
Him 20 minutes.
20 minutes. I think I taught a whole lesson on it one time.
It looks like a plastic, like, you know.
And
like
just all goes straight up.
Yeah.
And we've never seen it down. Like, we see the situation in some mornings, where what little he has on the top fall down, and he looks really different.
Oh, like after he smushes?
We've never seen Ronnie's down. Have
or Pauly's down.
Pauly's.
We have once. Like, there's in the three seasons thus far that we've seen it, we've gotten probably, like, 12 seconds. That's been down.
And is it 3 feet long? I swear.
Yeah,
you're right.
Long.
It probably is really long, huh?
It is very long.
It's like yours, Kev, if you put it all.
Maybe I was not wearing it like
yeah,
that. I like
totally
it.
Good.
I think it's a great look. Derek, so now is this something you'll start watching? Will you become a fan or no, cautious?
You know what's funny about these shows is I do feel hooked. Even after the first 10 minutes, I thought, you know, there's something about it. I find Snooki really endearing, even though she says stuff that I just think, wow, how does this come out of someone's mouth? At the same time, I have so much respect for the way she conducts herself because she always says what she's thinking. We saw it with her comments about masturbation,
yep.
And that's tough to admit, as we've seen tonight, for girls, not you, Roxy.
She's genuine.
But remember, you're talking about a girl who slept in the dog pen, right?
Exactly, yes.
Just making sure you know who you're talking about.
I had forgotten about that momentarily. But also, what I loved about her is that when that guy, Jeff, you know, the ambiguously, is he gay or not gay, Jeff,
right.
Was calling back.
Fame seeker.
Exactly. She didn't want anything to do with him. You know, I feel like so many girls would say, okay, I'll give you another chance.
No, done.
We had a nice, yeah, and she was like, why are you calling me? We're done. That's it. You told me you might be engaged? No, enough. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. You know what she has a massive case of?
I don't care.
The don't cares.
Yeah.
Just a massive case of the don't cares.
Yep.
And she actually makes it a little bit charming. I've also seen it very annoying. And maybe, and again, if she wasn't famous, might not be so charming.
Well, and as she moves on, you know, with her life and she gets a bit older, the I don't cares become a bit.
We see it all the time. I've seen it so many times with older actresses.
A bit problematic.
Very. Oh, my God. It's basically Sunset Boulevard. You know, Billy Wilder just did it perfectly in that movie. But, oh, yeah, no, they've chased everyone out of their lives. And yeah, and who puts up with them is maybe a couple of sycophants. Maybe if they've held on to the money, they can actually hire people to put up with them. But that's why generally they never have any men in their lives.
Well, imagine this. Like 5 years from now, Snooki, one kid, two kids maybe.
She's going to be fine in five. You got to go a little further ahead with
15,
her.
15. Let's say
yes,
15.
That's where
what happens with a couple kids, maybe an ex-husband, maybe she's still married, maybe it's dysfunctional like Ronnie and Sammy. Then what? Like the I don't care has become.
I don't know.
Oh,
and again,
wow.
Again, mm-hmm. Special segment. What again? Because yeah. It kind of ties into that. Like I don't know.
So, but what about Sammy and Ronnie? Get it? You know, we never fully completed the Sammy and Ronnie saga.
Well, I mean, just more insanity. I think he started, and we're gonna break up. I mean, I will make you crumble. He's so passive aggressive. Girls, Alexander Marr, are you still there? Do we lose them, Jesse?
Oh, they're right here.
I'm here. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, Mari, we can hear you now. What are your thoughts on Sammy and Ronnie?
I agree with what Roxy was saying earlier. I think Ronnie is a douchebag. And what's weird, though, is he was treating her like shit, but he wouldn't break up with her. Like, at the end, he goes, fine, that's what she wants, is to break up. Why would you treat someone like shit like that and then not want to break up with them?
But
I didn't get it. Like, he treats her like shit and wants to stay with her.
Why, Roxy?
Because he doesn't want the blame to be on him. When the whole house is, like, fighting about whatever, he's going to say, don't look at me. Sammy broke up with me.
Yeah, famous scam.
Is it legitimately over? Like, or
no.
Is this another one?
No, no. This is Sartre's No Exit. We talked about it. They are, like, so enmeshed, as they would say, a psychological term, where they're just so close and they can't get away from each other. Alexander, your resident psycho girlfriend, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an all too familiar story, especially as we were getting into that whole next week at the club thing. I mean, we all know the feeling of, I mean, Ronnie's just going to feel like complete shit. He's just going to he's either going to understand that he made the worst mistake ever, or it's just going to be a blow up again. It's like enough.
It's going to be a blow up, and then it's the worst mistake I ever made. Yeah, it's
right. I mean, it's just going to go from the club to anger to fighting to crying to I want to be with you again. Like, I mean, I they need to try something different. And, like, there needs to be a new tactic. It's just an all too familiar story. We've all been there. I mean, me more than others. But,
yeah.
But like, you know.
No, I really? Roxy, too? Because I just think you're like Snooki. You just say, I don't care, and you walk away.
But before I got to that point, there was that relationship that just dragged on and on and on, you know?
Yeah. First, you're pissed. First, you're pissed. You're like, you're not nice. I hate you. I'm angry at you. Then you go out, retaliate, self-destructive, like, horrible, spiteful things at the club we see now. And then it's going to be like crying. Why did I do that? Oh, my God, I feel so bad. But then what? Then she'll never have an argument again about Miami, ever again.
Oh, my God.
She'll be the horrible person. What are we going to do when Sammy can no longer make a comment about Miami?
I had too many.
But you know what? I don't even really blame her for the comments about Miami. He has done such a number on her. He has made her so insecure that sometimes I understand her behavior. Sometimes, not all the time.
No, right, but don't you
really fuck her up?
Right, but don't you think, like, you know, getting a little deep here, don't you think that she, like, she made a decision. She was like, all right, you did all these things. Like, that was stupid of you, but I'm deciding to be with you. So in that case, like, it's done. Like, don't talk about it anymore because you're making a decision to be with him now, you know?
That's true, but he just keeps beating her down, getting her so insecure. Like, I can't believe the things he was saying to her tonight. It was ridiculous. He was saying that she was the fakest one in the house. Like, how dare someone say that about the person they're dating? Like, it's so awful.
No matter what any boy ever told me that he was going to make me crumble,
Well, he said passive aggressive. And we saw it in the previews, he's going to trash the room. He's going to go at her hard. I mean, but for you guys, have you all seen this before? I mean, I know I've had friends in high school and friends in college who were in relationships like this, and so many of our nights would be ruined with their fighting.
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
Horrible.
It sucks.
So if you're out there listening, walk away.
Yeah.
Especially when booze is involved. I have plenty of friends. They have a couple drinks. They start fighting, and suddenly it's like, where's so-and-so? Oh, he went home on the bus. Or so-and-so caught a cab home. And it's like, seriously, can't we all just, you know, get along? And I don't know. I think she should leave him, personally. I know I'm the newbie.
Everyone's saying that. And, I mean, from what we've heard in current time, they are broken up. But we'll see what – I mean, Rome is just going to be – they're going to Rome next season. And there's just going to be crazy fireworks. Listen, we're going to go to commercial. We're going to come back to a special break. Girls, do you want to hang out for the special segment?
Yep, I'm here. Definitely.
Right, let's go to commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Genesis, the drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's like furious.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
Who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig will come off.
Let that wig come off, baby.
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys. If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
Okay, you guys, so our special thing, what's that, Derek?
I'm talking about reading the news, and I feel like you guys are playing some sort of joke on
me.
No.
I'm not good at it, so
no,
they're making
Roxy
you do it.
Roxy can't read.
I did better last time.
Really
I?
High IQ. And her USC background, yes, she did better.
And you're
a pro. It always changes when we have a pro in here. Like when Maria does it or Mari does it, like it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I'm just not very good.
Well, we just don't have a bumper yet that says the news as read by a 5-year-old. Until we get that.
Once we get that, it's all me.
Rich, if you're listening. All right, listen. So, you guys, what would have happened? Alexandra, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Mari?
Jeff, yep, I'm here.
Guys, or you turned him down? I think Jesse's on the phone.
Jesse's patching a few of other people in anyway. But so the special segment.
Oh, okay. What are these guys up to with this special show? I mean, I'm like, these guys have us all in suspense. Okay, Roxy, what would have happened to these guys if they didn't become famous?
I need you.
It's
to
hard
pick
for you to predict
ones.
Because it's hard for you to predict
because
you're
am
one of
them. I
know. And you're so young.
I'm not.
Derek,
I think
let
I have
go
a couple
to you.
Predict- yeah, you gotta
Derek,
get to
you're
me
right
later.
In the median stage. What happens?
You know, I feel like for many of them, their situation isn't so different. Like, because we were just talking about Sammy and Ronnie, I feel like she is, I don't know, I feel like this situation could be repeated all over the place. We were talking in the commercial break about the friend in high school. Maybe we're on the air during this. High school and college, that friend.
Right.
I feel like Sammy, I don't remember if Alexandra, you were the one saying this, but and I feel like if she weren't on the Jersey Shore, she'd be dating some drag.
But she is.
No, she dates Listen, I'll tell you her. She's easy. She dates the douchebag, and then when she hits around 30, she gets the nice guy, nerd, white collar guy. Like he's got a job at the, he's like a, you know, the bank, whatever. And she gets married, gets back.
She's a good wife.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey guys, I just got to cut in because we have a very special guest on the line. We have Maria Menounos.
Hey, honey,
Maria,
what's up?
You there?
Maria.
Hello,
Maria.
I'm at the EA Super Bowl party here in Dallas that I'm hosting. So it's hard to hear you because it's so loud in here. But,
oh my goodness!
But I have some awesome news to report on my end.
All right.
Okay, well, so the Dallas Cowboys, because of the weather, didn't show up, and they played this Madden Bowl video game on PlayStation here, and that's the big competition. And they do it like a playoff series. Well, they asked me to jump in and play because they didn't have enough players. I did, of course. I told them I had never played a video game in my life. Chad Ochocinco, great coach and quarterback. We played. I scored 2 touchdowns. We won the entire Super Bowl, beat Drew Brees, beat Reggie Bush. Of course, my name is going on the Stanley Cup of Trophies alongside NFLers. I'm the only non-NFLer ever to have their name inscribed in this trophy. People are going nuts in here. There's all these pictures of me hoisting this trophy over my head. It's crazy. But I know you guys are talking about the Jersey Shore,
let me
give you a little Jersey Shore update.
No, wait, clear. Let me just say one thing before you join. What a surprise that you what a surprise that you fall into something you've never done before, totally win, and wrap it up with your laugh. Wow, like that never puke. All right,
I know,
go ahead.
It's crazy.
Go
a friend of mine just emailed my boss at Access Hollywood, and she said, oh, my God, you're not going to believe this, but Maria won. And he goes, yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. All right, listen, what went on with the situation today? You were very cryptic in your texts back and forth.
Well, I can't reveal too much because you're going to have to watch Access Hollywood tomorrow night to see the interview. But let's just say it was very in-depth, and we discussed Nookie's perhaps plans to get married. You'll have to tune in to see what the answer to that is. And guess what? I teach him a thing or two in the interview. So you
promote Access. I could care less about Access. This is After Buzz. You tell me. You when the mic went off and the lights went off, like what was your take on him? I mean, I know you've met him before, but this was you probably hung out with him longer today than you have in the past, right?
My take on him is he's sweet. He is very aware of what his place is in the business and how valuable he is. He looks very different in person. He doesn't look quite as tan in person as you would expect. His face is a little rounder in person than you would expect, softer. But he was very sweet, very charming, as you would expect. Definitely wanted a situation with me. Told
nice.
Him I was taken. And but he was great. He was great. Tune in to see if he knows how to spell 45 in Roman numerals, because you know it's Super Bowl 45, and I had to put him to the test.
Yeah, I would vote no. All right, Maria, thank you very much. Go back to winning.
All right, bye, guys.
Amazing life.
Congratulations on your cookie.
Bye.
Bye.
Maria.
Okay, so now we take back off. Do we have Alexandra and Mari, please?
Yep.
Right.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, girl. So I have Sammy. Yeah, she'll kiss a few more frogs. Then she'd marry her prince. And kind of go off. And I still, because she's the one that's not really built to be a reality star, I think that's actually where she's going to go in life anyway. But let's talk about Snooki. What happens to Snooki without the Jersey Shore, the TV show?
Oh, I think she's just a drunk mess and doesn't end up well for her. I can't picture her life really going anywhere at all, for that matter.
Mari Alexander, what happens?
I have to say, so I report in Staten Island a lot. And so I have a feeling a lot of these people, if they weren't on the Jersey Shore, they'd be a lot like what I see when I'm out reporting there. They just would be like
with, you know, the big families, bridge and tunnel, going to the, like, five-story clubs in the city on the weekends, like the clubs that, like, no one in Manhattan goes to, but everyone from, like, Jersey and Staten Island goes to. And they'd be doing that until they're, like, you know, at least, like, 28. And then they'd settle down and have big, big families in Staten Island and Jersey.
And that, and well, like, but when they can't cook and clean, like what do they do? They just learn.
I guess the instinct kicks in, or the guy does it. I don't know.
And where do they work?
I mean, I went to a high school in New York City that there were like kids from every borough, and there were a lot of Staten Island kids, and there were even people from Jersey. Like there were people from all over. And I had a lot of girls like this in my high school, and they have these personalities, all of them. They're embedded in them. They have these, like, crazy, drunk, like, not all of them, I'm not trying to generalize, but, like, they're all very loud, like, a lot of opinions, and I feel like just the camera just brought it out of Snooki. Like, she would have been like this anyway. It's just that she...
No, right, this, but, ramped it up. This
right, she's just a total exaggeration of the person she would have been already.
She has fame, and she's going to earn money, and she's fine. What happens without that, though?
I'm speechless about that. I don't know.
They party a lot, and then they settle down.
Yeah, but
I don't even know. Would she settle down? Would she really?
People, like, I don't know.
A
like,
lot of them aren't even from Jersey, though. I think they've got Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Forget where they're from. I'm saying I know whether it's Boston. I've seen these people, whether it's Southern California, Orange County. I've studied them from afar, and I've always wanted to be them because I just love their lives now. They don't care how they just seem to always just have fun. But at some point, it's going to run out. Some point we get old, and then you're the old one at the bar.
But what happens then?
That's what I want to know.
I know, and I don't have answers.
Do they have, like, a convalescence home for them?
Can you imagine?
Would they send them all? Like, where do they go?
What about the situation?
I think these guys, they work the bar, then they work the doors at bars, and then they maybe become bar managers?
No, they're going to be doing infomercials.
No, okay. You guys, listen, it's different. They're famous now. Their lives have completely changed. Our segment is, if they didn't get famous, what would have happened?
Who would have been the most successful?
Pauly, I think, as a DJ.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Sammy would marry some money. Not a ton of money, but enough where she'd be upper middle class.
What about Vinny?
Vinny, because he's educated. Phil's always dark horse because he's educated, right?
He is educated.
Yeah, he would have been good. He would have been, I think, like an entry-level job at Fidelity, one of those places. And worked his way up. Who laughed? Mari, is that you?
I laughed.
Mari.
Yeah, he'd be advising people on their financial futures.
Yeah.
Maybe Snooki could be one of his clients.
No, now you see. No, Snooki. Vinny would have not been able to do that.
What about Snooki?
Snooki doesn't even know how to write a check. Well, where did Snooki's I hear that? That she, like, just learned how to write a check?
Snooki's the one I'm most concerned over. And Deanna, but, I mean, I've seen them, so many of them. Jesse, you've been out in the scene. I mean, we talked about Cape Cod, very similar. Like the class. What happens?
They live off their mother and father's money, basics.
They just stay in the basement. They
stay in the basement. They live off their parents. But I do want to say this about Snooki. Snooki has goals. Snooki wants to become a vet as soon as the show's done.
Right.
She wants to go back to school.
No, and she said that season one. So I actually believe that at one time she wanted to. I mean, go back to school and become a vet.
It's still consistent, as the blogs are saying online.
So. Yeah, I don't believe that, though, now.
How's her book doing? Are the sales doing
Yeah,
well?
How did I read a few chapters. It was,
you did?
It was pretty, it was like a Guidette version of a Harlequin novel.
Okay.
Like, it was very cheesy, but for, you know, like,
I'm falling
in love on the shore.
That's not what I imagined at all when I picked her book.
I wouldn't think it would be.
I kind of imagined more like the way the Lauren Conrad books were. Not that I'm like a huge fan of the Lauren Conrad books, so like I can't even get into it. But like,
I'm curious. I was with her over New Year's and I was talking.
Oh, I adore them. I adore them.
Really?
Oh, I love them. They're great. They're so great.
And what are they about?
They're technically fiction, but it's like so hard for me because the whole time I'm trying to like piece like the characters from The Hills to the book. Right. It's all about all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we never saw but put into fictional words.
Interesting. Jesse, what do you got?
Which is what I thought was what that book was going to be like.
After 4 weeks on the shelves, the book has only sold 8,998 copies, but it is a New York bestseller.
Yeah.
Do we have Kindle versions that are selling higher?
Yeah, that's maybe what it is. Alexandra, it's interesting. So Mari, are you a fan of the Lauren Conrad books or the Gossip Girls books or that? You know that?
Never read them.
Nothing. Oh, Mari.
Never read them.
Heard. That's why we love you. But Alexandra, you have, right?
Yeah.
So Alexandra, you know, I'm writing one of these books too.
Oh, really?
Yes, based on the adventure back in 2001, the Derek Shore heyday of him and Maria Menounos working at Channel One. But right at that time, I always felt it was very significant because Paris Hilton, Nicole, came onto the scene, and it was the age of the celebutante. It was the beginning of fame for the sake of fame. You never had In Touch. You never had OK Magazine. You never had in an era now, in the last 10 years, where magazines have died and the magazine industry is in the toilet, those have not sprouted then and have done so well. And I felt it was a significant period. It was right after 9/11. It was the beginning of the end of the bling era, and I liken it so much to the 20s in the flapper era, and that which preceded Depression, which, of course, what went on back in, say, 2001, what had preceded now are like, let's say, high-end Depression. But to see all those girls, Kim Kardashian, Brittany Spears, Jessica, Maria, they were all kind of friends. They all hung out together, and me being the creeper that I am, writer nerd, and you know, up in the loft, just taking notes and observing all of this. I feel like I've always felt that there's something there. So you know, Alexander, I'm going to pick your brain about that off the air.
No, definitely. I'm looking at a segment right now of Snooki's book, and it looks and sounds just like the way that the Lauren Conrad book is, where like, she's putting in other names, but it's all so much about the show. Like, did she say anything about it in interviews about what the book was supposed to be in reference to, or is it just fiction?
No, she just said, oh, it's about a young girl like me falling in love with the show. I mean, she did. I bet you I would be surprised if she honestly read the book.
Oh, I thought it was a book of advice.
No,
that's Jenny's
book.
Jenny has a book out as well.
It was written by a ghostwriter, you know, some lady who writes for Joan Rivers. And,
right.
Quality writing's fine, but it's just, I guess, if you're captivated by falling in love on the Jersey Shore, whereas I think yours, the Hills books, are much more revealing, like the inside dirt with the names masking where the real characters are. Okay, I don't think we've learned much from this special segment, to be honest with you.
I don't think we've learned much of anything.
No, we never do with this show. No, we don't really move the needle much.
I think that we learned that maybe they could only be the cast of the Jersey Shore, and that's really it.
Was their destiny in life? It really was.
Yep.
Think of what they've done.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna give my rant a little bit. I feel like I'm always losing because some of my friends from high school that I think like, oh, you know what, fine, whatever, laugh it up now. You know what, I'm gonna be who I am eventually. But these guys still, every time I check Facebook, in Cancun, in Miami,
and
it seems like every weekend.
Yeah, they're winning. I know.
And where's the sign-up sheet? Like,
I want
in.
I've said it forever. Alexander, you're like, I feel like you're right between Roxy and Mari.
She sounds it.
Like, you're like, yeah, I think like where, you know, we know like Mari's this uber nerd who's completely repressed and boring. And then we have
totally boring.
And then we have like Roxy, who's just having her stomach pumped at 14, completely all over the board, train wreck. And then we have Alexander, who kind of like, it seems.
I might be the middle ground.
Yeah, I think I like this. This is nice. It's like the baby bear's bed, right? No, it was the mom. Whose bed was just right? Mom bear's bed?
No, it's the little one.
Yeah, the baby bear's bed. Okay.
That's right.
So Alexander, like, I know you probably have big spring break plans, right?
I'm going to Punta Cana.
I have to
do. My God. We're all going to Punta Cana, too.
Stop.
Coincidence.
What hotel?
What week are you going?
I am going March 13th.
Let me check it on the phone right now. What hotel? As I look this up?
I actually don't remember the name. It's like on the beach where all the spring break hotels are.
Hold on, give me one. That's where we're going.
Oh my God, Jesse.
No, you're lying. Stop.
Week of the 13th.
She goes, no, you're lying. Stop.
No.
Okay, so
and Danielle, the stalker, is going to be there too.
Roxy, you're gonna. So you guys will have to hook up.
No, I'm going to Cabo now. I was going to Punta Cana, but now I'm going to
Trader.
Oh, I blew it. I don't know though. I feel like Mexico. I've never been to Mexico.
I have a feeling that Alexandra, you're going to keep the party going, but I think you're going to actually be working too in the business a little bit. You'll be right in the middle.
I would love to. I really would. I'm going to be honest.
You would rather you forego the party life to work in the business?
Ooh, that's a toughie. That's a toughie.
Good, I like it. Yeah, you still want to
get Kana after Buzz. What am I thinking here?
The whole thing.
A girl after my own heart.
So when you graduate, are you going to keep up the lifestyle or are you going to buckle down?
Oh, I'm buckling down. It's go time.
Exactly. Go time. Don't call me so boring. I had to buckle down. I've graduated.
You know why? You were labeled boring because you pled the fifth on the masturbation question. That's what it was.
Was that boring since show one? Only because I'm buckled down and I'm in the real world and I have a job and I can't party all the time.
Mari, you were one of those girls, like, I bet you anything, after a test, you were like, oh, my God, I, like, totally failed that, right? You were that one, and then it was, like, the A, right?
I never thought I failed. I always knew when I did. I always knew I did well. But then I would celebrate after. I had a very, like, precise work hard, party hard, reward system.
Downing the wine coolers.
Mari, I think we're going to have a phone call later and discuss how we can tear Kevin apart on air because he just rips at us both sometimes.
I'm going to be in L.A. in less than 2 weeks, I'll take shots with you guys on the show. Why don't I do that? I'm in L.A. with you guys, I'm going to take shots during the AfterBuzz and show you that I can drink and
have fun. We'll have the AfterBuzz, either the Valentine's Cotillion or we'll have the Spring Social when you guys are out here.
Let's do a Spring Social.
All right, we'll do the Spring Social. And now, Alexander, when are you out in L.A.?
Hopefully sooner rather than later, let me tell you.
Okay.
I would love to be there in May.
In May, all right.
Ideally.
Very good. Well, we'll be looking forward to having you guys in the studio. And you know the nice thing is, Phil and I will be in masks. However, when we go to camera, everyone's going to get to see how pretty you girls are. I'll give you all that right across the board. Good looking girls.
Thank you.
All right, so let's cue up news and gossip, so we can have.
Actually, before we go to news and gossip, I know we've been bragging about how what a special day today is. So Rich sent us a little something. You guys ready?
This is why it's special.
I actually don't know what this is.
Congratulations, Jersey Shore edition! You're the 100th episode of AfterBuzz TV.
Oh my God.
Everyone, put on your party hats and sing along.
Sing along.
Happy 100th episode to you. Happy 100th episode to you. Happy 100th episode here at the Buzz TV. Happy 100th episode to
Congratulations, AfterBuzz TV, on your 100th episode. We'll see you at 1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, I love that ending.
Okay, Derek.
Good surprise.
Right, on the 100th episode, we bring in a ringer for you to do the news.
All right, let's move on to the news, everyone. As you know, the Super Bowl is happening this weekend. Of course, Pauly D, The Situation, and Ronnie will all be in attendance. But The Situation has got to hustle a bit once he gets there because he's got to deal with Reebok. They're going to be paying him, and I'm assuming if he's passed out in the gutter, that won't work out so well.
No.
He'll show up decked out in Reebok gear, of course, similar to when the company sent Pauly D to last year's game in Miami. This time, the situation will shoot an ad for Reebok during the big event.
And that's why Maria Menounos was interviewing him. It must have been down at
Got
the
it.
Super Bowl.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay, and then in terms of...
And by the way, Reebok, most of their sponsors aren't really the highest end. That's a big, big payday
pretty
for him.
A-list sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much do you think he makes for that?
Probably six figures.
Not bad. Not bad for a couple days of work. All right, in terms of season four, here's a quick update on that. Producers are scouting right now as we speak, trying to find which lucky local spot to deposit the gang. They're also lining up some of Vinny's family to host an authentic Italian dinner party. Oh my, what a party that will be, I'm sure. Shooting will start in May, which happens to be prime beach weather in Sicily, as if any of the guys need a reason to walk around shirtless.
Right. And you know, it's so funny, what we always joke about is when they're on the shore, they're rarely at the beach. They go to the tanning salon,
of
they
course.
Work out, and they're never at the
they
beach.
They don't have time to lay out for hours.
So if they're shooting in May, I know we've talked about this, when do you think we'll start seeing shows?
Maybe the fall, September.
That late, huh?
Well, that's, yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think you'll be okay, Kev.
All right, I don't know. All right, go ahead.
All right, so it's been alleged that Angelina hit another girl at a casino in Atlantic City. Again, someone mentioned classy earlier. Now, Angelina's
yes.
been charged with simple assault, in which she will plead not guilty, but an inside source claims she looks to press charges herself.
Now, you don't know this, but Angelina was pretty much kicked off. No one ever got along with her. She was, if you think this was beyond the don't care, this was actually detached to other humans, this kid.
Psycho.
And just didn't not only didn't play well with others, didn't connect with others. And, you know, looked like someone's trying to get a payday off her, which is sad.
Yeah.
But this one, yeah, things aren't going to go bode well for her.
It's just why you should never hit someone in a casino in Atlantic City, right?
Right.
Lesson learned.
So, of course, this is a huge hit for MTV. Even celebrities are watching. Kristen Bell told Lopez Tonight that she and her partner, Dax Shepard, are, quote, obsessed with watching the show. And she said, quoting again, when we first started watching the Miami one, we had a legitimate conversation about, do we intercept them? It wasn't like, should we fly to Miami? It was like, what weekends do you have free?
Wow, so, you see, that's exactly, and we've been talking about this every week. That sounds like I'm really grateful that
I thought we're going to Rome, right?
We did talk about, you know what? We did. We've talked about sending Roxy to Rome.
I'm in alone now? I thought we were in it together. I'm going.
Okay, really. How are we breaking in?
I don't know. Okay,
how
send
are we
me to Rome.
In? No, it's going
to
be you and Mari and like.
No,
Kev,
I'm going.
You could do the hair. Jesse could figure it out. Kev's got the hair.
So I'd get maybe a one episode, like, because it's like, oh, the kind of the weird, kind of different guy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
One and done. Then
if you're willing to put out for
and gone.
Yeah, you got to put
you
out. You
got to
be DTF, Kev.
I could probably get in there. We should know, but you know something? We do have inside people that know, we're going to know where they're shooting and when. And remember, we were told that we could get in. We could get in. All right, this is good. Well, let's keep this discussion going.
Okay,
nice.
Don't let MTV find out. It's got to be on the sly, right?
Yeah, it has to be on the sly.
All right, so back to Kristen Bell. She also went on to say in reference to the show that she and her partner Dax were watching an episode a couple weeks ago, and Dax said, in my will, I'm going to leave you to Pauly D.
How sweet and romantic.
True love.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's honest.
Love.
It's not, you know what, though? As long as they're not making fun of them. You know what I mean? Because that's like, I just don't like it when everyone in Hollywood, like,
why are they even famous? I don't even know why.
Right, and there's that. And then there's the next level of, like, let me be tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic, and facetious with them and really look down on them. And then there's the ones that are just really cool. And we're like, oh, man, I watch you all the time, you know, and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
totally
yeah.
chill about it, you know. So I hope they're being like that rather than, like, oh, isn't it so funny that we can look down on these people?
I'm betting it's maybe, I don't know, 80-20, 70-30.
Okay.
Like, they love the show. But there's got to be a hint of, hey, I'm leaving you to Pauly D.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
will.
Right, so there's a hint about the suck. Yeah,
hint
I hate that. I hate that. I don't like that. I love these guys. I love how they're honest. I love how they're authentic. And I kind of like how they're challenging, to me, they're challenging actors to get off their high horse now. You know, whereas before it was like they were so vaulted. And now I kind of love how the regular guy is proving to be more entertaining than them.
You can't help but fall in love with them just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little
just
bit.
A little.
Or in my case, a lot. I love them all.
All right, folks, that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of February 3rd, 2011.
Oh, Derek, it's so good to have a pro in the house.
Oh, my God. I was sitting there like, wow, I've been put to shame. I'm a stutterer. It's just stutter.
You haven't stuttered once tonight.
Only when I'm reading.
You know what? We're all terrible at it. Like, I mean, Mari is pro you, Maria. It's just different when you get people who are trained. I always tell actors who think they're going to just play a newscaster, you know, whether it's movies. Oh, no, I've had roles as, like, in Serial Buddies, I had a role. And I had so many, like, actors say, oh, my God, that would be a great role for me. Like, no. There's a certain cadence involved with doing the news, and that's why you notice. Do you ever notice when some actors do try to do it and they can't?
Yeah.
You know, and then when you see someone who's a real news person come in and deliver something, you're like, whoa, it's a different beast.
I don't know, but some news people, they have that affected voice, you know, and it's mm-hmm. a little too...
old school.
Yeah.
But I think that's what actors try to put on is that voice, because they just assume and they just equate that voice with the news, but it's not like that anymore.
I have Mari, one of those.
Mari,
horrible.
Can you give me some copy? Give us an intro on something, Mari, like that you did down Staten Island.
Something that I did.
Well, yeah, like... this is Mari Fagelin, live here on the, right? Something like that. Let me hear.
I can do, my tag out is always where
yeah,
I am. So
I like
in
that.
Sunnyside, Mari Fagel, New York 1.
Nice. Okay. All right. Let's see. Say it again. In Sunnyside, what is it?
In Sunnyside, Mari Fagel, New York 1.
And what is Sunnyside, a city?
It's one of the places in Staten Island. I have to say, like, which place I'm in.
Gotcha.
Or for New Jersey, New York 1, I do, what's a place in New Jersey? In Fairlawn, Mari Fagel, New York 1.
Okay, here we go. In Encino, California, Kevin Undergaro, New York 1. No, AfterBuzz TV, right? So what is it? Let me get this right. Encino, California, Kevin Undergaro, AfterBuzz TV. That's it? So I don't say it's Kevin Undergaro, say this is...
Don't say it. Just say your name. So,
all right, give it to me again.
In Studio City, California, Kevin Undergaro, AfterBuzz TV.
Okay. In Encino, California, Kevin Undergaro, AfterBuzz TV. Go, Roxy.
In Encino, California, Roxy Stryer, AfterBuzz TV.
Not bad. Phil.
In Encino, California, Phil Svitek, AfterBuzz TV.
All right, Derek.
Wait, where are we again? I didn't get any of
okay.
that.
Okay. All right, Derek,
I'm
give
totally
me your Hollywood. So, no, you're reporting for I want to hear a pro do it.
I don't give sign-ups like that.
You don't do sign-ups? Because you're more – he's this Carson Daly, Ryan Seacrest hybrid, this young guy. Like,
is a compliment
like,
right there.
Yeah, because he can do
nice.
He always could. He's very – him and Maria were always very conversational. They weren't the standard teleprompt reading kind of so. –
That's why I can't do it well either.
No, because you're not good. That's true. Jesse, try it. Jesse,
yo,
try
this
it.
Is DJ Jesse Janity live from Encino, California with AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, so Jesse's not good.
That was great. That was great. Personality.
Alexander, come on, because you want to be in on this scam too, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, come on.
Okay. In Syracuse, New York, Alexander Kaplan, AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, I think nice, but maybe too much of a smile coming through on that.
I could hear you smiling.
Uh-huh. Right? All right, so let's get
I'm
serious.
Smiling.
Game face. Alexander, ready? 3, 2.
Face. In Syracuse, New York, Alexander Kaplan, AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, bravo. Well effing done. Okay, predictions for next week. Let's go around the bin. Mari, you, what's going to happen next week?
I'm excited to see Sammy hook up with lots of guys and get Ronnie real pissed off.
I am too, buddy. You think they're going to make us wait till the credit sequence to see all that?
No, I think it's going to happen in the beginning of the show because you also have her leaving. So the hooking up is going to happen in the beginning.
Alexander, what's going to happen next week?
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited to see Ronnie actually feel pathetic for once.
So that's the crux of next week's episode. Phil?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all we got, right? I don't...
Yeah.
In the previews for next week.
You don't know anything? No inside dirt? No scoop?
Scoop Fagel?
Yeah. Anything? No scoop Svitek? Nothing else?
I'm not the
nothing?
Scoop kid.
Rox, what do we got?
I think that, honestly, she's not going to leave next episode. They're going to wait for a couple episodes. I think that it's going to end with her making out with some other guy or something like that.
All right, Derek?
I'm with Roxy. I think they're not going to break up right away. I think they're going to get back together temporarily, and then it's all going to hit the fan.
All right, Derek, are you going to come back? Are we going to see you again, or
sure.
You just you need to, like, decompress?
I think
that's
your
this.
Decision, not mine, right?
Oh, no. You have an open door here. Well, I want you to do some other shows.
By the way, Buzz got up because he got angry because Buzz, our dog, couldn't get to say his outro.
Oh, all right, Buzz, next week, buddy. Another day.
Wow. That was the 100th.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek and engineer DJ Jesse Jannetty and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.